For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good afternoon, New Orleans. Good afternoon to Southeast Louisiana and everyone listening to the sound of my voice. How are you doing? This beautiful, it'll be Wednesday at the time of this airing. I pre-tape. I'm looking out my window of my office and it's beautiful outside right now. I've done that several times. And it'll either be freezing rain or, you know, thunderstorms when it airs. But anyway, for right now, it's beautiful out. Hey, it can be beautiful in your heart at all times, right? I hope you're doing well. Always remember, notes are now available from our conference, Five Essentials for Winning Your Race, on my website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. You're going to want to get those. I provided those in kind of a booklet form, and we've received just wonderful feedback. You'll see a little bit of areas of devotions where you can track your progress. It's healthy to know where you are in something, isn't it? Or it'll give you something. Even in your hands, in your quiet time, your devotions with God, you can say, God, what about this? And you'll look on in that little booklet. And speaking of booklets, I'm just very thankful to say that our two books, I've got four, two are mini books, but two are kind of like what we would call actual books, 70 pages each. Power, Love, and a Sound Mind, and this Uprooting Rejection are really selling. And I'm just thrilled about it. Uprooting Rejection has really taken off. And I know the Lord had put that on my heart to get that done for Christmas of 2019. And it is available. You can go to Amazon and get my books, or you can write to us at the website. We have a store and you can get those books. But that Uprooting Rejection has another devotional area in the back. And I've had three women write to me and say, hey, it's the devotional part that I've sat in and just really asked God about. And it's triggered some things in me to want to get answers. So I'm pressing in, and they've thanked me for it. I want you to be able to read it. It's for men and women. It's just something, those are three women who wrote to me. But I'm spending this week and next talking about perseverance. I remember Marilyn Hickey saying, she has four things in life that help to secure our futures, she would say. There's more, but she strongly speaks of these four. Prayer, faith, godly wisdom, and this one that we're calling right now, perseverance. You'll see diligence. You'll see determination. You'll see different synonyms to describe this thing of perseverance. Staying power, persistence, tenacity, all the same thing. Well, why do it? Why persevere? I've got some things in front of me that I want to share with you. I love these, and I'm going to tell you which one I can feel working in my life right now. But one reason you persevere is you want success in spiritual warfare, brothers and sisters. Think about Job. He persevered, didn't he? He received double for his trouble, and he saw Jesus for himself. You want to persevere so that you can get where you're going. There's a method. There's a purpose behind anything that's requiring something of you. What about Jesus in the wilderness? He remained steadfast and he was victorious over the devil. He persevered.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.